This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, a year. Schools have, of course, been virtual. A lot of offices have been virtual. And millions of people have had to figure out new ways to work. And doing that is complicated, especially for people who've never really been in any workplace at all. Learning on the job, as a lot of young people do with internships or apprenticeships, has become, in this past year, a whole lot more challenging. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
In those halcyon early days of 2020, Washington University student Laura Glantz was dreaming of how she'd spend her summer. She wanted to intern at the famous ad agency Ogilvy in Manhattan.
I was really excited. I had visited the Ogilvy office when I was in New York. It's just like this beautiful skyscraper, and I absolutely love it there.
She envisioned renting a little apartment with some friends, taking the subway, and dressing to impress. You know, the whole Mad Men vibe.
Advertising is based on one thing. Happiness.
Okay, she was like 8 when Mad Men was on.
I've actually never watched it, which I know I have to.
But by spring, her New York dreams had come crashing down like Don Draper from the 37th floor of the Time Life building. She did get the Ogilvy internship, but instead of a skyscraper, she did it from the bedroom of her apartment in St. Louis, in a much baggier, comfier wardrobe.
Rather than like working hands-on with clients, we had virtual sessions, which were kind of more like almost teaching sessions.
But how are young people supposed to learn lessons about the workplace when there is none?
There's no observation, really. There's no serendipitous contact. That was lost.
Mariana Savoca works in career development at Stony Brook University, which opened a new center last year to develop best practices for remote internships. She says without opportunities to casually network at the coffee machine or listen in to discussions across the office, remote internships need to be more directed.
There has to be far more frequent and structured communication that covers not just the work product, but it also covers the corporate culture.
The multinational business services firm Accenture was already used to coordinating work across far-flung locations, but when their apprenticeship program went virtual, the company added new training on digital work skills and healthy remote habits, and increased the number of one-on-one check-ins with apprentices like Boubacar Sissoko of New York City.
Shadowing now has to be done online, and then it's just kind of just pinging someone, you know, if you need help. And then they're always there to, you know, to kind of give you that support.
Sissoko actually prefers this format. He says he feels less self-conscious and more likely to reach out to people he'd never approach in person.
It would kind of be really awkward. How would I start off this conversation? Because I don't want to go off as, you know, too relaxed, but I also don't want to go off weird, basically.
Sending a message and connecting over video is less nerve-wracking.
Just because, so the person only gets to see kind of your face and basically a profile picture of you, basically to say. So I get to be a lot more open.
And not having to deal with commuting has given him time to take classes in the evening at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Sissoko hopes he can remain remote even after people return to the office. And while Laura Glantz didn't get to live out her New York ad woman fantasies, she was able to connect with creative leaders all over the world.
While I did grieve, I think the accessibility to talk to people, no matter where they are, has been such a great thing that's come out of this.
With contacts now in South Africa and England, who knows, maybe she'll be dreaming about taking the London Tube and getting a little flat in Notting Hill next. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.